You want to start this one?
I'll start.
You want to start it? Ooh, okay, I like that.
Okay.
Right.
I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I'm nervous.
Take a deep breath in. Sometimes it helps.
It does help. Okay.
Helps me before I go on camera for my real estate stuff.
Okay.
You got it. Hit it.
I feel like I'm a child right now. Like I'm being so immature. Okay.
All right, you got it.
All right. Welcome back. This is Just Wine About It. I'm Erin.
I'm Sarah.
And today's Sunday.
It's Sunday. I love
I
Sundays.
do
Sunday's my
too.
favorite day of the week, and it's
I
Sunday.
know, I love Sundays. I sat around and didn't really do anything except Trader Joe's. She asked if I did anything exciting today, and my answer was like, yes, I went to
Trader Joe's is
Trader
doing
Joe's.
something. It's a good day for me. I love grocery shopping,
Yeah.
especially at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Like, personally, even today, I was like laying on my couch. I'm like, I need to go grocery shopping. I was like, ooh, that's what I'll do. And then, girl, did I go? No, I
No.
used the HEB app and had it delivered to my front door. Call me lazy, but
Hey.
it gave me the best of both worlds.
I've never done that before. I know. I think it was either you or Vanessa told me that they do it. I think it
I
was
think it was
you.
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
HEB app. If you live in Texas and you got an HEB, use the app. They will deliver to your front door for like five or
It's
$6. Sorry,
$6.95.
$6.95. It used
If
to be
you and
$5.
if you need it like within the hour or like 2 hours, it's $13.95.
Worth every penny. Like the time,
Yeah.
because I'll go to the grocery store and I'll go up and down every aisle. Like, and then I'll spend extra money on things I don't need. So it's like,
Yeah.
if I can just, and the cool thing is you can set lists. So if you're like, okay, this is my Sunday grocery list. Like if
Yep.
you're meal prepping, whatever, it's just like boom, reorder, it reloads, and then it's super easy. So
I'm actually a big fan of walking up and down the
me
aisle.
too.
Like
No,
I
I'm
get
too.
lost. Not lost, like I can't find where I'm going, but like I zone out in the grocery
I do
store.
too. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what, there's days that I can do it and days I'm like, no, I ain't got the energy for that today. And that's when we click deliver. Please. There's different levels. You could do curbside too, where you like actually go pick it up. But like, if I'm driving to the grocery store, I'm walking up and down every aisle. You know what I mean? Did you know about that?
Yeah. I knew about curb,
Yeah.
yes.
So it's curbside or to your front door.
Doesn't Amazon and Whole Foods do that?
Probably that sounds dangerous though.
I feel like they don't, they may deliver because it's Amazon,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. Amazon delivers everything.
Yeah, they do.
Everything in a very timely manner. Love that.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yes.
Okay.
So today we're going to start off. This is from Trader Joe's. I've never tried this before. Have you?
I have. I have.
I never thought I would come across a wine
Surprise!
that I've never had and someone else has had. I feel like I've had every wine under a $50 budget.
Well, surprise, surprise. We love that. I love Trader Joe's wines. I think that like I like to go in there. You can get a variety in there. They're pretty relatively inexpensive. So yes, I have had Hess. I like it. Which one is this? Is this a cab?
Period. Yes.
Oh, yep, I have
It's
that
the
one.
Hess Select cab. Period.
Period. Oh, thanks.
We don't have matching glasses today because I did not wash the ones that I wanted to use.
That's okay.
So we have an Olivia Pope, and then we have a larger glass. I don't know. It's like huge. I love it. This is my
I
favorite
like the
glass.
shape of it.
No, that's my legit
You're
like
letting me use
favorite.
your favorite
Yeah.
glass? Oh, thanks.
This is my second
I feel so
favorite. I'm giving you my
special.
favorite.
Yeah, you want to use your favorite?
No.
Oh,
This is for you.
feel so
Cheers.
honored.
Yay,
Okay,
cheers.
I'm excited about this episode. We both had really rough weeks, so I'm excited. What are you thinking about this wine over here? Oh, this was your first taste.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's good.
It's
It's
good,
easy to
right?
drink. It's not as cabby as normal cabs.
At all.
Like normal cabs, you'll have a lot of tannins as in your mouth like salivates and this it has it, but not.
Not super heavy.
Yeah.
I like it. It's very easy to drink. I love an easy to drink red wine.
It's dangerous. An easy to drink wine is
Easy is
dangerous for
super
me.
dangerous. Relatable.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well,
What do you want to wine about? What do you have anything to wine about? Actually,
I
hold on.
do.
That's a loaded question because Aaron and I both this week, I don't know what retrograde it is, what's going on. We went through it this week, and we really haven't even like talked to each other yet.
No, I'm not doing it.
And we're not doing it right now. However, just know, like, I know that was a loaded question, so I apologize. What do you have to
God
mind
said,
about?
I want y'all to grow this week.
Yes, he did. And boy, did we grow.
He said, you too, grow.
This week, we're going to put you through it just a little bit.
Just.
It's all right. We made it. It's Sunday.
We made it. It's Sunday. Tomorrow is a new day.
I'm excited to be here today.
I'm very excited.
I've been looking forward to this. When we talked about it a few days ago, yes. I'm like, dude, Sunday night. I can't wait. She's like, me neither.
Yes.
So yes. Anyways, okay. So what do you have to, anything you'd like to
wine? I would like, my about? Wine is like, it's kind of funny. It's whining about myself because I put my lashes on wrong. Like I put the right on the left and the left on the right.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell the difference.
I noticed it. Because you know how the corner was going to be shorter?
Well, like I've never used like strip lashes.
I'm a strip lash whore.
I probably would have gotten into them, but someone put me onto the extensions and like it's just way easier for me. Shout out to my lash girl. She's the
best. I'm also cheap.
It's also probably a lot cheaper. That's fair. Also, that's fair.
I'm cheap. And when I want to take them off,
I know because they've been on my counter before.
I did leave my lashes.
I'm like, oh, Aaron's been here. There's a set of lashes stuck to my counter.
I think I texted you too.
I'm like, yeah, they're right here on my kitchen island.
So sorry.
It's okay. We're just girls. I understand.
No, I was looking in the mirror and I was like, why is it like touching my eyebrow? And why is like this side shorter?
You were like, what's going on?
And I was like, what is happening? And I was like,
did you switch them or they're
no? I left them.
Well, they look good to me.
I have no energy to switch them.
Touche.
So I don't know if we're going to Hillsdale's.
Oh my god, Hillsdale's! This girl's trying to get me to Hillsdale's on a Sunday. I said the hookah bar. Oh, Hillsdale's. If you're from San Antonio, you know Hillsdale's on a Sunday. You're looking for some trouble. Tell me.
I hope nobody comes up so close to me. Because you know some females will be like, they'll judge you.
Let them judge.
I know, but don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing about my lashes, girl. What's your lashes look like?
I will give you a wet willy right now.
I could actually see you doing that to someone.
I give Aubrey wet willies.
Bless your heart, Aubrey. He puts up with so much from us.
When I have my long nails.
Stop it. No, you would not.
I
hate
it. Oh, but
hate. I love hate. That's okay. Mm-hmm. We're here for it.
That's my wine, just about myself, that I did not put my lashes on right. So
that's fair. I like that. My wine's just heat.
Over the
again,
again.
Okay, over it, still over it. Okay, then let me think about something else because I'm really sick of it. Although I do have to say, we're like on 105 average here right now. My brother is 127 degrees in Iraq where he's at right now. So let me just take that back. My wine for this week.
But heat is valid two times.
Girl, and I get grumpy in the heat. Like I'm an outdoors girl. I love being outside, but there just gets a point where I'm like, if there's not water, like the day on 4th of July,
yeah,
we barbecued and like just hung out at her pool, just us two. And like, she has like a little like tanning area that's in the water. It's like maybe 4 or 5 inches deep, but it's like just enough where you can lay in it, but have your head out. Mm-hmm. And I just laid and flipped from side to side every so often. Mm-hmm. If I can be in like water, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Outside of that, ask my family. I get grumpy. Don't put me in the heat without some relief.
I don't like public pools.
That's fair.
So even me sitting in that chair was like a lot. Because swear to God, that little kid went and pissed up on where we were. He like got up off the thing and he like walked towards the chairs.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, he pissed in the pool. And I'll piss in the lake on any given day. But when I'm in a public pool and there's multiple people pissing, I can't do it.
It's not happening.
So you won't probably never find me in a public pool.
That's fair. I don't blame you for that.
Yeah.
Barton Springs? Does that bother you? Because that's more of a kind of like a lake-ish vibe.
Yeah, it's like giving lake.
Okay.
But I'm sure there's still piss and a bunch of other things
sure there
in there.
It's gross. I don't like swimming in areas where there's like a lot of people. It grosses me out. So
yeah,
I feel you.
Packed
that.
In like sardines. Okay. I will be on the grass.
Yeah, I went to Fiesta Texas like a month ago, and I remember sitting there and I was like, oh my God, there's so many people in that pool. Nope. Gross. I'm not getting in there. Do I have anything else to whine about? I'm sure I do. The one thing I want to whine about, I'm not going to, because every time I whine about it, it bites me in the ass, basically, with my stuff with my car. That's all. It's nothing major. So I'm not going to go there with that, because it's an expensive bite in the ass every time it bites me. So we're not going to go there. I would say, I don't know. I really don't. This week has been hard on me. I don't really think I have anything in particular to whine about. I really took the time to slow down this week so that I didn't, because I feel like if I had pushed myself, I'd be whining about a whole lot of things right now.
Yeah.
Maybe I could whine about the fact I didn't have more time at the beach this week. I went to the beach for one of my girlfriend's birthdays. I literally drove down. Y'all,
I was wondering, like, I should have looked at your location, but I was like, is that a beach?
Is that a beach? And we share each other's location. So at the time, she's like, where
are you?
Literally
at?
Before I came over, she's like, you looked like you were in the woods. I'm like, I wasn't in the woods. I swear.
I looked at her location before I texted her, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to panic. And so I texted her, and I was like, if she doesn't respond.
Then I'll panic.
No,
I'm good.
And
we're
she
good.
Responded.
We good.
So we're good.
Yeah, I went down to the beach. I went to Port Aransas, which is like a good 3-hour drive. It's one of my like longtime good girlfriends. It's her birthday. So like she's the type of friendship that like we don't talk all the time. We don't see each other all the time. But like we make sure that around Christmas, she has like a little like white elephant potluck party that like all our people go to. And then on our birthdays. So mine's in June. Hers is in July. We always do something. So, like, we'll go do a spa day together or we'll do something. So she drove to Houston a few weeks ago to go celebrate my birthday.
Okay.
Spent the day with me at the spa. And then she was at the beach for 4 days. I only had the opportunity to go, like, an afternoon, evening, and then get up the next morning and come back. So it was a quick trip.
Yeah.
I was back in San Antonio by, like, 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was great. The things we do for those we love.
I hate driving so much.
I love driving, and I love road trips. I don't love road trips in my car just because, like, the charging aspect of it. But, like, I love a road trip. Literally yesterday I was like, man, my soul is needing, like, a trip somewhere where I can just get in the car and go. And I really want to go do the coast of – I've done the coast of Oregon before. But I'd like to go do, like North California, like the Redwoods, kind of that. And I was like, do I do it? I literally almost got online and started looking at flights and stuff to where, like,
really?
I just want to, it's so therapeutic for me. I've done it like multiple times where I do the Oregon coast where I like fly into Eugene, fly over to the, or drive over to the coast, which is like an hour drive.
Okay.
And it's in a beautiful, you're going through forests the whole time. And then you hit the coast and you're going through all these little beach towns. It's like stunning views. And so, and I've taken a day where I just took 7 hours. Drove up the whole coast. I stopped where I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I ate when I wanted to. I stopped and looked at viewpoints and took pictures. It was just
what is it? The relaxing. Pacific Coast Highway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 101. I think it's the 101.
I've only driven on there once.
The one or the 101. I don't know. I've driven it a few times.
It's very pretty.
It's a vibe. Yeah. It's therapeutic for me. But only if I'm alone, because I can stop and go and do whatever I want to do. If I'm with other people, it has to be somebody I like really vibe with and I'm on the same wavelength with. Otherwise, I don't want to be with 4 people doing a road trip like that.
Yeah.
No. Count me out.
Traveling overall just gives me anxiety.
Why?
This is actually not true. Well, kind of. I was going to say, I know that I'm safe at my house, but you can still like not be safe at your house. Like someone could break in.
Literally someone could break in any minute.
But the traveling, like getting to places, gives me so much anxiety. Like flying on a plane.
Is it the plane?
Road trips. Even when I would, when I was moving here and I would have to drive back to Dallas, that gave me so much anxiety.
Your heart.
So I would just much rather.
Not? Okay, so we're polar opposites in that, because I'm like, when's the next flight leave?
Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll go. I'll jump on a flight.
I know you
and
will.
And I'll go, but I'm going to be probably drunk the entire flight. And I'm going to be ready to drink when I get there.
Oh, I love drinking in the airport.
Pour me up.
Drinking while I'm flying, it's the best. You can literally I love drinking at the airport. You can meet people, especially if you're traveling solo.
Yeah.
You can
put me at the wine bar.
And then you just get on a plane and you can go to sleep. Like, yeah. You don't even have to drive or anything. And you're most of the time going to be on there for hours unless it's like a quick trip, you know?
TSA makes me want to.
Why?
It's just so like, it's put it at the bag, put it in the thing.
They can like, be aggressive. I've had a couple TSA agents. I'm like, do you need a hug? Like, whoa. Can I hug you? Whoa. Do you want to talk? Like, yeah. What's going on? Because there's no need for you to be this pushy or this angry. There was one lady one time that was like, it takes a lot to get me irritated or like frustrated. And I was like, girl, it's 6:30 a.m. and you yelling at people. You testing my patience. Like, you got the key is do TSA pre-check. TSA pre-check or clear. Like, do you know what either one of those are?
Yeah, I just don't travel.
Well, if you don't travel enough, then it's not worth it. So, like, for me, I could not live without TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
It gets you through. I mean, you don't have to worry about lines. You don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take shit out of your bags. Like, it's just, it's beautiful. TSA pre-check's the way to go.
This is actually perfect because our topic today is traveling.
I know.
And me and Sarah, we kind of just
naturally went into that. Yeah, I love that.
Me and Sarah are very opposite. Like she said, we're polar opposites when it comes to traveling. She's a big solo traveler, and you will never catch me solo traveling.
Maybe. That might change. We just became friends. Maybe I'll give you a little bit of encouragement. Probably not. That's okay. I'll keep traveling for the both of us. Yeah. That's fine.
Send me pictures.
You'll be there. You have my location. I'll send you videos. It's like you're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are polar opposites. I do a lot of traveling. I started solo traveling probably about 7 years ago. And I only gained the courage because I say that because I only gained the courage because of one of my girlfriends.
Celeste? So like,
do what?
Celeste?
No, not Celeste, but that girl. Yes.
I feel like she's a solo traveler.
She is a solo traveler. Okay. I have a few girlfriends that really lean into it. This girl was one of my friend's girlfriends, and this woman, her name was Lucia, and she is just a light. She's one of those people that like walks in the room and you're like, ooh, that girl's special, you know? It's like an energy. And she used to solo travel a lot, like way back in the day, like when I was young, like 17, 18, 19, like around that time.
And how old was she?
She's a few years older than me. I'd say she's probably 2 or 3 years older than me. So like her early 20s.
Wow.
And like, I'm not talking just like little trips, like this girl would go across the world.
That's
like,
great. Wow.
I don't remember what country she went to, but she was talking about going somewhere overseas. And I was like, how long are you going to go for? And she's like, I don't know, a couple months. Like, I'm just going to kind of bounce around. And she's a very free spirit. And I'm like, what? I was like, alone? Like, you feel safe as a female? And she's like, yeah, like it's being aware of your surroundings. It's just kind of being in tune and reading the room and knowing how to move and knowing who to talk to and who not to talk to. And sometimes you don't know, and you're going to have lessons that you're going to learn when you're traveling. But like, the biggest thing is like being smart as a woman, right? Like, I know when I've solo traveled, I'm not going to go out and get drunk. Like,
yeah,
especially if I'm like, and I don't get drunk. Like, for me, I like don't get super drunk, but I'm not going to go out and like get a heavy buzz when I'm in a whole nother country, unless I'm like in a space where I'm really comfortable and I'm not going anywhere. Even then, so like,
see, when iffy. I'm traveling, I'm trying to
turn up.
I'm away from home.
No, me too. But like, there's times and a place, right? Like, and I think that's a lot of it. But anyways, just really getting, I'll dive more into that in a little bit. But it was seeing her do it that I was like, well, if Lucia can do it, I can do it. Like, why can't I? And so then I just started like slowly doing it, going to places here in the States first. And then I did my first international trip 2 years ago. And that was probably one of the best things I've ever done for my soul.
Was that Greece?
It was Greece.
Yeah. She tells me one of my dream vacations is Greece. And so she tells me all the time about how she went by herself, and she sends me the most beautiful photos and videos of it all the time.
I look at them all the time. Literally last night I was sitting there on my phone. I was like, I can't believe I experienced this. And like, I experienced it alone. So I can't be like, dude, you remember when we went to that, like that reminisce with someone, you know? But there's beauty in that. Yeah. There's a lot of beauty in that. I was in a space in my life where I knew that I was going to go through a transition soon. With relationship stuff and just in life, you know how you get to like that certain point, you're like, ooh, I'm about to break through and I'm going to like get into another space. That's kind of where I was at. Mm-hmm. And I told pretty much everybody in my life like a year in advance before I planned it, like, hey, I'm doing Italy and Greece next year for my 30th. I'm going for 2 weeks. Come if you want. You don't have to come. If you want to come and hang out part of the time and do your own thing part of the time, that's cool. There's no pressure. But like, here's the open invite. And if no one goes, I'm going alone. Like, and that's what I told the people that like I knew could go time-wise, financially, and who would have the interest to go.
Right.
And I ended up going with my dad and my brother to Italy. That was so much fun. We travel really well together. So like my youngest brother, Evan, and my dad, we all have similar personalities. We like to goof around. Like, I think I laughed more on that trip than I've laughed on any trip ever because, well, the only ones that are comparable are when I've been with them in Oregon. Yeah. But I had a really good time. So yeah, solo travel is, it helped me grow a lot as a person and continues to help me grow. And it's a lot of fun. Meet a lot of people.
I bet. There's multiple reasons why I've never done it, but I feel like when I travel, I want to experience what I'm doing with somebody else. I can see where there's beauty in doing it by yourself mm-hmm. to someone who like you really appreciate your alone time and like experiencing things by yourself. I'm someone who loves experiencing things with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's like one reason why, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to go just to go. I feel like I can have fun by myself, but I would love to like,
you want to share it with someone.
Yeah. And it's not even like a romantic partner.
I know what you mean. Just like a just friend somebody. Or somebody. Yeah. I feel that way sometimes too. Don't get me wrong. Like there are certain trips, like even like I'm planning a trip right now to Thailand and Bali.
Mm-hmm.
And even on that trip, like I was really looking into it the other day and like starting to plan all the details. And I was like, do I want to do this alone or do I want to do this with someone?
Yeah.
Like I kind of think I want to do this trip with someone, yeah. You know? So I've talked to Marissa, my yeah. best friend, and like a couple other people who I know would like to go. I'm like, here's your invite. Mm-hmm. Like, these are the dates I'm going.
Yep.
And if I end up going alone, I end up going alone.
Yeah.
That's the plan, you know? So that's the main reason. What else do you feel like? What's like, what else, I guess, like what scares you the most about traveling alone?
Like, funny, I'm not scared of like getting kidnapped or anything.
No?
No.
I feel like if someone tried to kidnap either you or I, like, we're going to cause a whole ass scene.
No, I already have a plan.
What's your plan?
My plan is to act like I'm I'm crazy. Like, you're not going to out serial killer me. I am not bullshitting.
I could see that working very well.
Like, I feel like I can do it on like
on cue.
Yeah.
Oh man. So someone
tries- I'm already a little off. So yeah. It's not gonna take much.
So if someone tries to grab you,
it's gonna be the worst fucking day of their life. And then in my mind, I'm gonna be able to overpower them.
See, I think
and then hold on, I'm not done yet. And then somehow I'm going to have like an underground dungeon or bunker.
Okay.
I don't know when this will happen.
Okay.
And I'm just going to like torture them for the rest of their life. Them thinking.
Oh, so you're going to flip it on them.
Yeah.
So them you're thinking gonna kidnap they them. Could
kidnap me. You got me.
Okay. Don't mess with Aaron, y'all.
Yeah. I've always wanted to shoot somebody in their kneecaps. So like if someone.
I love how nonchalantly you just said that. I've always wanted to shoot someone in the kneecap.
Yeah, okay. Casually.
Like, well, that would be the opportunity to do so.
Yeah. And like no one would ever know. So like we could be recording a podcast and you would never know that somebody's in my dungeon being handcuffed and tortured.
Shit.
Yeah. Like if you think you're gonna fuck with me. Think again.
Take
buddy.
This as your warning.
Think again, pal.
Think again. She's a woman that is not to be messed with.
The thing is, they like feed off of people who are like, don't like stop. Like, take me home, I'll do whatever. Like,
oh yeah, no, couldn't be me. No, couldn't be me.
Wrong bitch.
Wrong bitch is right. You got the wrong bitch is right. Try and take me. Yeah, I had a moment where I was in Israel, and I was in a they're in the old city in Israel. There's like a bunch of different shops. Some of them are big shops. Some of them are little shops. Some of them are like whole, like you could like the size of your apartment. You could walk in and go all the way to the back. Some of them are like the size of your island in your kitchen, like mm-hmm. not very big. And I was looking for a jewelry and. Mm-hmm. there was like this specific shop had like, it was like maybe like a 7x5 little space. So not very big. Yeah. And they had like a little nook right next to it. And in that nook, like I'm talking, you could just walk just barely in it. Like your body's standing in it. Right. And I'm like looking around all the jewelry. Mind you, the market's really busy. It's the middle of the day. Like I'm there with my dad and my brother. And like, I'm like looking at the jewelry on the wall and the dude who owns the like shop comes up to me. Right. So at this point I'm not a quarter in this wall. Right. So like, there's no way for me to like get out of it. And he's like, oh, you know, he's trying to bargain with me. Well, I'm a realtor, y'all. You don't bargain with me. Like I'm going to win. Right. And so he starts negotiating with me and I was like, no, you know, no, like he started to like take advantage of me, like financially. And I was like, nah, dude, like, I don't need this necklace. I bet you someone has something similar three shops down. Like, no. So I panicked. I was like, oh my God, there's gonna be a trap door. Like I'm facing him, right? And this dude's like, maybe my size. He's not a very big dude. I'm thinking, oh shit, there's gonna be a trap door. This is the moment the door opens behind me in this wall. He shoves me in and I'm gone forever. It's it, right? And I like panicked and my instincts kicked in and I was like, no, like I need to go. And he was like, no, but blah, 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 blah. And he was like trying to get in my face and like, keep negotiating with me. And I was like, you have 2 seconds to get the fuck out of my way. And he was like, what? And he like, he was like, no, but you know, and he just like kept going. And I was like, one. And he's like, not what? And I counted down for him and everything. And he wouldn't stop. And I shoved him so hard. And like, this dude's my size. Like, and I'm not a small girl. So like, I'll be damned if you got my back up against the wall and you thinking about, and I know that wasn't what was going to happen, but right. It started getting in my head and I was like, oh my God. And I, before I pushed him, I scanned like outside. Cause I was like, where's my dad and my brother? Like, where are they at? You know? And I see them, but they're like, you know, paying attention.
They have no idea.
They have no idea what's going on, right? So you can imagine the look on their faces when I shoved this man out. And when I shoved him out, it was in the walkway where all these people are walking. People are walking like one way, you know, there's only like a certain in between all the shops. And all these people turn and look at me. My dad and my brother turn and look at me. And I was like, and I like walk past the guy and I walk over to my dad and my brother. And I was like, y'all, I understand that you raised me to hold my own. Keep an eye on me, please. Just keep a little eye out. Like, y'all are here with me. I didn't like that. I just shoved this man, and I don't put my hands on anybody. I'm not a violent person. Like, you got to really make me uncomfortable for me to get physical, right? And, like, I shoved this poor man. The look on his face was like, this bitch, she really...
I just shoved this man.
My dad's like, Sarah, I'm like, he had me cornered, like, and I panicked. I went through my head and I was like, this is some Taken shit. The door opens and I looked at my dad. I was like, and if I get taken, you're not gonna be like the guy in Taken. You're not gonna come find me. Oof. I was, and my dad like looked at me and my brother's like, you're right, but I will. And I was like, thanks, appreciate you. Like, my brother's been military, you know, he has all that training. And I was like, that's cool, but could y'all, like,
look out for me, please?
Keep an eye on me. Yeah. And that's actually really the only, like, that and one thing in Greece that happened, that, like, the only scary things that have really happened to me. And luckily, I'm a girl, I'll speak up. Like you said, you're going to act crazy? I'm about to cause a scene. Like, everybody's going to know that you're trying to do something. Yeah. And if people aren't around, then I'm going to hold it down for myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to do in Greece because this dude tried to grab me and no one was around. And I was like, I yanked my arm so quick from him. I was like, get the fuck away from me, dude. Like,
wow.
So it's you just have to, like you said, not be timid in those situations.
I've only had one situation kind of like that. I was on like a team thing, like for work. Have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
No, and I should, because I know it's like a super popular movie, but no.
Damn, I've not. Okay.
Why?
If anybody has seen Silence of the Lambs, I'll kind of like tell you the part that happened to me. Do you know what it's about?
No. I'm the worst with movies, y'all. Like, don't ask me if I've seen a movie, because 9 times out of 10, I haven't.
When you find out what this movie's about, you're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong? It's like an FBI agent who's hunting down a serial killer, but he eats people.
Would you eat them?
There's a scene in the movie where this other like serial person kidnaps a woman.
Okay.
And he has a you know those like rock water wells where it's like a rock
like
thing.
In the rain.
He has one of those. Yeah. So he has one of those in his house. Creepy. And he throws the girl and her dog in the water well.
Oh, that's creepy.
So like whenever she looks up, he's just like standing over. This guy
that would be you.
Is a killer who like he loves skin. So he like skins people. And he looks like he's like a smoker. He has like curly long hair and he just like looks nasty.
Okay.
Right. I went on a trip with my old company and it was a rebuild trip. So we were rebuilding people's homes that got destroyed in the hurricane.
Cool.
We went to this one house.
Oh no. The line for this one.
We went to this one house and the guy opens the door and the first thing I see is the walls are yellow. And it's not because they were painted yellow. It's because they smoke inside the house.
Oh, yeah. I've been in a place like that. Yeah.
And so the walls were yellow. So this place is just nasty, right? Mm-hmm. We were fixing in a basement, something in the basement. That's what we were charged to do, right? So we had already made a joke that this felt like Silence of the Lambs type. This guy just felt like he was giving
like
off
those vibes,
that guy.
Yeah.
So I go down to the basement and I'm like looking at all this stuff. I go back to where the stairs are and I look up and the guy is like, it was kind of dark and he was standing in the doorway of the stairs. And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. It was the same like freak out thing. I was like, I'm the only one down here. Like this man is standing, like scary movies where
like you're
going
to like slam the door shut and you're down there for life.
Yes. So I've been like where I wanted to piss myself because
what'd you do?
One of the people luckily like came like right shortly on. After and I was like,
"That's scary.
Oh my God. It's down here right now.
It's like, scary when you think about that. Like, that's probably one of my biggest fears is like being
this is in Missouri,
kidnapped.
So
and
I
taken.
Wasn't, my dad couldn't come help me if like he wanted to. I don't know who these people that I'm traveling with. I just met them.
Aaron.
I know. Wait until you like go look up the movie after this.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
It's actually like one of my favorite movies.
Of course it is. Oh my God.
There's other people like me.
I'm not knocking. I love you, so I'm not knocking it.
No, yeah. It's me and my dad watch it.
That's do you boo.
That's probably why I am the way I am.
Yeah. I really haven't. Like I said, I'm also very aware of my surroundings. Yeah. So like when I went out in Greece, I went on a pub crawl with a hostel, just kind of meet people and just enjoy, experience Athens, right? And I went and when I was leaving, so I ended up staying out. I ended up meeting two other solo travelers from the United States, both super cool dudes. Shout out Noel. Love y'all. They're awesome people. And I ended up staying out with them because they were like, hey, like at the end of the pub crawl, they were like, it's midnight. What you want to do next?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right. And I know me. I packed my bags because I had a flight at 6 a.m. So I packed my bags before I went out just in case. And ended up staying out with them. And when I left them, two different like thoughts come to my head. When I left them, I made sure to not drink that much. Like I had a couple drinks, but I was like, I watched, like, I was there when, like, I watched the bartender pour my drink. I made sure, like, it didn't go to anybody else's hands before it came to me. Like, and obviously, there's still opportunities. People can still, like, slip stuff in your drinks. But I was, like, very cognizant of that.
Yeah.
And then I just made sure I was, like, not buzzed. Because when I left, I had, like, this thought go through my head. I ordered an Uber. And when I walked outside, it was like 5 a.m. There was a bunch of taxis. There was a bunch of people. It was chaotic. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I'm so glad I'm not like drunk right now, because I had literally not one, not two, but three different cab, like taxi drivers try to be like, no, I'm your Uber. Like, I'm your Uber. And I'm
no,
your license plate isn't this. You're not my Uber. And so it's like that. And then when I got dropped off at my place, like I was staying in an area that like, I don't think it was so... It was an area of like mixed use. So it was retail downstairs and like apartments upstairs. And like, it was August. So in August in Europe, everybody shuts down their businesses and everybody in Europe goes on holiday. Like mm-hmm. that's their month to travel. So mm-hmm. it's like extra empty. Mm-hmm. And the building I was staying in was dark. Like I even was like a little freaked out at one point, like trying, because you had to like walk in and like all the lights would come on in the hallway. And I was just like, oh my God, the lights are going to come on. And there's going to be some creepy man standing down there and this could be game over. But like, it's literally that. And then there was an issue with an elevator that night. And this was probably one of the scariest moments when I was traveling too. There was no real threat. It was just like, we watch movies, they get in your head, right? Yeah. The elevator wouldn't go up to my floor. I was on the sixth floor. Mm-mm. For some reason, it wouldn't go up. So I was like, okay, I'll just go to the fifth floor, because when you walked out of this elevator, so it would take you into like the floor, but on the left-hand side, there was a staircase. So like the stair, you know, there's stairs usually.
You took the stairs.
No, listen to this. No, I didn't. But I tried like multiple times to go to the sixth floor. And then when I realized I couldn't, like it wasn't working, I went to the fifth floor, and I knew when I exit the elevator, the staircase goes, it was open. There was no door. So it was like, you could see it on every floor. Okay. Right. So, the elevator door opened, and it was like an abandoned floor with like random chairs slipped over on mm-hmm. the ground. It was like a scene from a movie, mm-hmm. and it was pitch black. And I was like, I panicked. I was on the phone with my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, I'm terrified. Like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, he's like, you just gotta book it up.
You just gotta
like,
what?
It's one, like, it's, what? It was one flight to stairs. I had a flight to make. So I was like, fuck, I guess. So I literally like had to hype myself up. I went to a different floor first, and I like went back up, and I was like, all right, I got this. And I ran so fast up those stairs. And then when you get to the top of the stairs, it's like my unit was like right there. So it's like, not even like I can go around a corner and like get to my unit. It's like right there. And it was a complicated ass key to get into it. So I was like sitting there like trying to get in. I'm like, oh my God, something's going to run up behind me.
Wait,
like, this is going to be.
Hold on, pause.
I survived.
Do you ever like time yourself like going into your house, or not time it, but like think you're in a scary movie situation?
Oh my God, no. Talk about anxiety. No. Do you do that?
I'm trying to prepare.
No, look, if that's going to happen, I'm either going to survive or I'm not.
I always fumble my shit too.
Me too. I'm a clumsy.
I'm like,
we are clumsy bitches.
I will die. Like if we're doing like a Walking Dead, just off me, off the bat.
You know what's funny? I'm not doing that. My brother and I were talking about that the other day. Like, what if like shit hits the fan? And he was like, Sarah, he literally said this to me. This is my brother who's in like the Navy military, right?
Yeah.
He said, Sarah, I'm just going to be real with you. You're going to be one of the first ones to go. I was like, what? He's like, nah, yeah, you ain't going to make it. He's like, I might be able to hold it down for a little while for you. He's like, but you ain't gonna make it.
I will be alive as long as my mom, dad, and brother are alive, because he would probably have a bunker set up. So as long as they're all alive, I will likely be alive. But in the off chance that they're not, send me or like cabin in the woods type thing, like a group of friends. I'm the first one to go. I'm telling you right now. Because I'm slow. I can't run. So like if we're getting chased, I'm out.
I feel that.
I don't know good hiding places. Like
we're gonna try or run into something. Yeah. Even if we are running,
or I'm gonna be sniffling and they're gonna find me. Like
the other day, I thought about that. I would probably I probably wouldn't be laughing if I was scared, but I'd probably make like some noise or something, because I was trying to hide from Celeste the other day. And this is funny. I was trying to hide from Celeste the other day because she's moving soon, and we had like a packing party at her house. And I took each of the girls into her room. Like I snuck each one in there without her knowing to like get a little video to be like, okay, these are going to be the things I miss about Celeste. Just like little clips for her. So like when she's like feeling homesick or whatever, I could put something together or like send her a little video of like, hey, remember, like you're so loved, right?
Yeah.
And we heard Celeste, me and one of her other friends, we heard Celeste coming into the room, and we had to run so quick into her closet and like duck. Her friend ran in front of me and she ducked underneath, and I was like, shit, I guess this is what we're doing. We hide under the clothes, and Celeste literally walks by, looks dead ass where we're at. I'm in there cracking up. I'm like, there's no way. Like, she's going to hear us. She didn't hear us. So maybe I would make it.
Maybe you would.
It felt very loud to me.
And I would be so offended if someone, like, did not, like, help me. What do you mean you're taking your life by yourself and not helping me? What? Like protecting yourself. Help me.
Help me. No, we would definitely be the first to go. Oh my God, that's so bad.
I hate hide and seek.
I do. I love hide and seek.
I hate it. Oh, shit. I will never play. If my kid ever wants to play hide and seek,
you just call me. I'll go play with
him. Go see your father. Because your mom ain't doing it.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I just had to ask.
No, that was great. No, that was good. No, you're good. I don't even remember anymore. Anyways. Okay, so I have a question. So the traveling you have done, have you traveled with groups of friends?
I've traveled with groups of friends, and I've traveled with like a larger group, like a bachelorette party.
Okay, and what did you feel like the pros and cons of those?
I didn't like either one of them.
Like, just, I hated it.
I had fun on the trip.
Yeah.
That's not in question. I don't like having to, and this would be like a point for you for like traveling by yourself. I don't like having to cater to multiple different people. Also, I found out there are certain people who I can travel with and certain people I cannot travel with.
Oh, yeah, right there.
I happened to go with all the people
you can't travel with.
Maybe like one here and there, we're fine, but I want the person or the people I'm traveling with to have a good time as well. They're spending money just as I am, I seem to sacrifice my like wanting to do things because of they wanting to do it, and I don't want to ever cause like conflict or...
So that's why you do it, because you don't want to cause any like issues or conflict.
You'd rather just be like, no, they're cool, like, whatever. I want to go do this, and this, and I don't really want to go. I'm like,
okay, so I have a question. So then how do you, so your mentality is like, I want those people to have a good time. So what stops you from thinking about yourself that way?
I'm a people pleaser, I guess.
I feel that relatable sometimes. Yeah, I used to be that way. And then I like with my traveling, it's like, I think my mentality is like, our time is so precious on this earth, and like, again, if you're paying to be somewhere, I'm paying somewhere to be somewhere, I want you to get like the full experience out of it. And so like, everybody has their own ways of traveling, so that's what makes it hard with big groups.
I also think I'm very I don't really advocate for myself. Like, I have a hard time voicing like needs for myself, and so that contributes to it. I just have never been the person to like advocate for myself. Two, I don't want to be rushed doing the thing that I want to do. So
say it louder.
I will say the last trip I went on to New York, I would live in New York if I had the money to live in New York. Mm-hmm. All I wanted to do was walk like in Chelsea or like somewhere to go look at all the brownstones. Mm-hmm. I wanted to leisurely walk, no plan. No agenda.
New York's great for that. Just like
I wanted to leisurely walk in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the people that I went with are great. And I just think it wasn't the trip for that. But they kept asking, what street do you want to go to? Where do you want to go? How long do you want to walk? And I just like, I just want to walk.
Yeah.
I can't give you any answers to anything else, because all I want to do is walk down these streets and create my own agenda.
Yeah.
And when I think when you're going in a group setting, it was four of us, you can't really do that.
No, you can't.
So then I will say New York's probably the only place I'll go by myself.
And New York's like one of, and I love going to New York by myself. I've gone a couple times there. It's a great place.
Because like, that's all I want to do.
Well, a majority of people, like, people are moving so independently there anyways.
And
so
I say like, I will go there by myself because I would live there.
Yeah, that makes sense. You got to be comfortable with it. That's my biggest gripe about traveling with groups of people, is like, I don't want there to be that additional pressure, and I am a people pleaser in times. And so like, sometimes I'm like, no, when it comes to traveling, I've learned to like voice like, nope, I'm not willing to compromise on this because I paid money to be here and like my time is here. But I've been in the position where I'm just like, no, it's cool, I'll be easygoing, like it's whatever. But then I end up like regretting things and I don't get the trip that I wanted. And it's like, so why did I do that? Like, I could have just gone on one trip by myself and done everything I wanted and like truly experienced it, rather than like catering to everyone else's needs. And don't get me wrong, there's a time for that. Bachelorette parties, birthday trips, things like that, right? But like, it's hard to look at four people and be like, what do you want to do? What do you want to eat? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go? How long do you want to be here? It's a lot of opinions.
Yeah, like two people wanted to go shopping. Granted, I've been to New York probably 6 or 7, 8 times. So yeah. I've seen the museum, like the museum touristy stuff. I've done that. I wanted that trip, I wanted to go and live like a local.
Yeah.
I just wanted to live like a local. Two people wanted to go shopping all the time. No problem.
Have fun shopping.
The other girl wanted to go to all the like touristy stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that. But then I also didn't like want to go just veer off by myself. I guess so I could have. So I went with her to do like all this stuff. So then I'm just like,
I've already seen all this. Yeah. Well, because then imagine what you could have done with your time.
Yeah. So, and that's when that's the last time I've been to New York. In that trip, I was like, I will never come here. Like,
with solo. New York's
the next
solo.
Trip, I will go solo. I will go again after that with people, but I need my
solo trip. Yeah. Yeah. I think the hard part is everyone has different styles of traveling too. So, like, you know, some people want to go do a bunch of stuff in the morning and then rest in the afternoon and then go do a bunch of stuff at night. Some people only want to do stuff at night. Like, you have so many different opinions and different styles of doing things. And that's my thing. So, like, the way I like to plan my trips is, like, and I tell anybody who wants to travel with me, and I do this when I'm solo too, is, like, I do a lot of research beforehand. I get my little iPad out, my little GoodNotes app, and I take a picture of the map before I'm going.
Yeah.
And I put it on a page. And then I create lists. So here's a list of restaurants. I do a bunch of research. TikTok, Instagram, vlogs, Pinterest, like all different things. And I make a list of like food places. I make a list of activities. I make a list of sightseeing. I make a list of whatever it is, depending on what place I'm going and like the different like categories could be. And anything that I know that I need to book in advance. So like when I went to Greece, I was like, I know I'm going to do a boat day. This is important. I'm only going to be there this time. I booked that in advance. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to go do like an excursion or something that I can't book like last minute, or I know it's something that I would be very upset about if I miss out.
Yeah.
I book it in advance. Otherwise I like to free flow my trip. Like I'll wake up and be like, you know what? This is kind of what I want to do today. Maybe I want to chill. Okay. Well, I've already done research. These are the beaches I can go to. You know what? I want to get up and go on a hike and then I want to go get some lunch. Cool. Here's some hikes I did researches on. It doesn't have to be like this structured trip. And I think it's harder when you're with groups of people to travel that way because you have to have structure. I mean, if you're going to go eat with 5 people, you have to have reservations or you're, you know what I mean? And so it makes it a little stressful. I go every year with my team on a trip and it's a trip that our team lead plans and they plan out like, here's a couple of dinners, depending on where we're going, like how much time and what we're doing together. And like, I love that trip, but man, that trip gives me anxiety because I'm like, there's 25 of us that are coordinating.
25 personalities.
25 personalities, 25 people that like you have to get into the club, 25 people that you have to have dinner with, 25 people that you have to, it's like, and it's fun. And majority of it's like taken care of as far as like being set up and stuff by Scott, but there's also stuff that isn't. And like, it's chaotic. So in New York, when we went on our team trip, girl, I spent most of the trip by myself. Like,
yeah, I don't mind.
I went to the Korean spa. I was like, I told people, these are the things I'm doing, join me or not. My feelings won't be hurt if you don't join me, but I'm gonna go do them. And sure enough, I did the Korean spa there, and everyone on my team was like, where did you go? Why didn't you? I'm like, I said, I'm leaving at this time.
Yep.
I'm taking the train. I'm doing this. You can either join me or you can. And one of the guys texted me that morning. He's like, where you at? I was like, I'm on the bus in Jersey. And he's like, you're on a bus? You're wild. Why didn't you Uber? I'm like, why would I pay $80 for an Uber when I could take the train and the bus for $6? Like, and I'll just throw my headphones in and like, I'm not above these things,
right?
But like, you have people who would be like, I ain't going on the train, I ain't going on the subway. And I'm like, all right, well then pay your $80 for your Uber, like, I'll see you there, you know. It's hard doing. I think that's why, it's because like I move so quickly, sometimes I don't have the patience to travel in groups. So
I also think there's like, I know my budget lane. I can't travel with everybody because I don't
that's
make
fair.
Like, I may not make the same amount of money as somebody else.
That makes
so
it difficult,
what they
too.
Want to go do.
We might not want to spend the money on doing
and it. And I'm so fine. When it comes to traveling, I'm so fine missing out. Like, it's not going to be the end of the world if I can't go on a trip because I can't afford it. I just can't afford it. One day I will, and then I'll
go. Then you'll do what you want to do.
Yeah. Traveling doesn't mean I will go travel, but travel does not mean a lot to me. Because if I could have the money to either go travel or spend it on like furniture.
You're going to do furniture?
I'm doing home
decor. Man, we are so polar opposite because my answer to that would have been like, I'm seeing the world. Like,
what do you mean I can get a new dining table?
And I'm like, what do you mean I can see every country in the world? What? Like, I love that. Yeah. I love that we're opposites in that. Mm-hmm. So I'll continue to travel the world. And you continue to make that money so you can decorate.
Yeah. Like, I just, there's things that I would rather spend my money on than.
And that's fair.
And don't get me wrong. I will, like, Greece is still.
No, we
like,
are going. We will be in Greece next year.
We'll do a podcast.
On a yacht.
Episode from Greece.
We will.
Yeah.
Just mark our words on that.
Actually, like, the only places that I desire to go, Greece is one. And then there's a lot of places in Europe that I want to go mm-hmm. because of the wine. Like, Greece, I just want to go to Greece. The yeah. other places are wine-driven.
Driven. That's cool.
Places.
I like that.
Like, I don't really care to go to Paris.
I haven't been to Paris, but I went to southern France, and I wasn't, like, wowed by it. People just don't like Americans there. That's yeah, really like, a lot of it.
My travel is wine-driven. So if there's wine involved, if
you're
it's
there?
A wine place, I may hold off on the furniture and choose that.
Okay. Good to know. Put me on the plane. That's all I gotta say. Put me on the plane.
I will actually go by myself to maybe like places in the States.
But that's a good way to start.
International, probably.
International is a little bit more intimidating. I get that. Traveling in the States is easy.
Yeah.
Super easy. Kind of in a safe zone. I mean, you yeah. still could get human trafficked here. So for still sure. be aware.
But for sure.
You know, I've seen some crazy videos recently where like, girls are in their hotel rooms and people will come and like fish stuff underneath their like hotel door and unlock it. And yeah. I'm like, the moment I saw that, I bought like an extra travel lock. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, y'all be damned if y'all come get me in my sleep. Like,
yeah,
no, not doing that. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's my personal preference is to travel solo or just with one other person.
Oh, I love like
not a big group.
A two-person.
Give me a nice vacation.
Yeah.
Or even just a friend vacation.
I've never traveled with a boyfriend.
I've traveled with a boyfriend, and I've traveled with, like, a man that's not my boyfriend, but we have a connection, and it's a vacation. I've done both.
Actually, I take that back. The guy that I talked about, we would travel for his basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you would, like, consider that travel, but we would go to, like, Louisiana and stuff like that for tournaments. But that's, like, the most traveling
but I've not, like,
done.
Vacation.
Yeah,
vacation.
No
I vacation. Did. We'll have to get into this in another episode. But I've gone on, like, a little vacation with someone who I've had an amazing time with. And then I did one where it was not so good. Like, we literally split ways the last day of the trip. I was like,
oh my god,
I ain't spending no more time with
do you,
kind of. Yeah, after saying that out loud, I do. Yes, it was wild, the whole thing. It's a long story. I'm not gonna go into it today, but and it was the right decision for me to make. But yeah, I ended up spending the whole last day, the whole last night by myself, went out by myself, like took myself out to dinner, had a great time. Literally looked at him and I was like, we're not going to go into details, but I just looked at him and I was like, yeah, I need you to get the fuck out of my Airbnb. I put the Airbnb under my name because I hadn't traveled with this man before yet. And like, make sure you good, you know? We ended up splitting ways the last day. And I was like, I'm just going to enjoy my last day here. It was wild. I'll have to tell you that story another day. It was a whole...
I'm excited to hear that thing.
But yeah, anyways, lesson learned. You got to be very careful with who you travel with.
I would love to. I don't have a boyfriend and I've never had a boyfriend long enough that I wanted to travel with.
It's going to happen someday.
I know.
It's going to happen someday. I've traveled. Yeah. I don't know.
So are you majority like an Airbnb
lady
or like a hotel?
I do a mix.
Or a resort.
I love resort. Love me a good resort.
I love an all-inclusive.
Love an all-inclusive. Oh, love an all-inclusive.
Love.
Me too. Let me just
I'm
lay on
leaving.
The beach and have a cute boy bring me drinks. I am not leaving. No, I'm the same way. I really like Airbnbs because Airbnbs, you get a little bit more of a homey feel. Sometimes you get more unique experiences. Although they've gotten really expensive the last few years. Like the fees that they hit you with, I'm just like, y'all, what? I'm sorry. Huh? We're not doing this. So it depends. I look into both options when I'm traveling just to see like what the better route is. I will do a hostel only if I can get a private room.
Yeah.
Look, I'm 32. I ain't sharing a room with people.
Right.
Especially people I don't know, having my stuff out there. No, like I'm all here for the community aspect, but I like the hostel because you get to meet people still if you can have your private room. I do like the Airbnb, so that's majority of what I have used traveling. Like when I did Italy and Greece, all Airbnbs.
For sure. I think it depends on location for me.
Yeah.
Like Mexico. I love Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mexico, I'm doing you resort get some amazing every single time.
Yeah.
All-inclusive
every catch her by the pool.
Yeah,
I'm right there. No, I love an all-inclusive resort. That's a really good way to go when you're in a big group.
Yes,
all-inclusive is like probably the one place that I'm like, okay, I ain't stressed, y'all go to the pool.
Yeah,
we can go do it. It's very like free-for-all.
The bachelorette party I went on, we went to Mexico and it was all-inclusive, so it was also during COVID, which was crazy because it was right. So COVID hit like February, March, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We went in July.
How?
I don't know. We went in July. We didn't have to get tested or anything.
To Mexico?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We went in July. There was, because they didn't have the test at that time.
Oh, it was still so new.
It was still so new. But we still went and it was only like us and somebody else at the resort. So it was that nice in that regard. However, a lot of the restaurants were closed.
I mean, that makes sense. Also, you didn't really get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a good all-inclusive.
Listen.
I almost took myself to an all-inclusive this year for my birthday. Like literally almost left, turned my phone off, uh-huh, and went and laid on a beach somewhere where there was nice views and no one could reach me. Uh-huh. Because you need that for your soul.
I have a favorite resort in Cabo, and I will
live. We're going sometime.
I will live by Cabo, like, till the day that I die. I will ride that Cabo hill till the day I die. I love Cabo. And I know people will be like, there's so many better places.
No, I've heard really good things about Cabo.
I love
that's somewhere Cabo. That's on my list. Every time I have friends who go there, I'm like, ooh, okay. Like, I think I'd like to go to Cabo.
I love it. The last time I went in, I think it was when I was like 31, maybe. We went, me and my friend at the time, we went to a all-inclusive and it was amazing. And we were right on the water and the pool, where the pool was, they tell you can't go on the beach. You can go on the beach, but mm-hmm, this is not a lay around on the beach place because the waves will kill you.
Oh. So like, yeah, I know the waves are super big. Yeah. You're not supposed to swim in the ocean there.
And everything. Yeah. I will say if I do go back, there's a hotel and they have like a bar that overlooks like the ocean and stuff. Mm. And so next time I go, I want to go to the all-inclusive, but I also want to go to Nobu to eat because you can stay at Nobu too. Nobu Cabo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I've looked into that too. And then they have another one that's like really cool, like a resort that I think you would fall in love with, but I don't think it's all-inclusive, which I'm totally fine with. But anyways.
Sounds like we have a Cabo trip in our near future.
I'm such a Cabo whore.
Say less. I'm here for it. Say less.
We did a yacht boat day.
Mm-hmm.
It was so amazing.
Anytime I'm near an ocean, I do a boat day. Like,
it was so good.
Anytime.
We did snorkeling, like, in the water. Like, it was so fun.
That's a vibe. Yeah, that's what I like experiences when I'm traveling.
Oh, that was the bachelorette party. I'm sorry. But that was still fun.
Still.
Yeah.
Still had a good time.
Yeah.
So you prefer, do you do Airbnbs then too when you travel, or do you prefer resorts?
I've never done Airbnbs.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I like it. It's cool. I remember like I went to Seattle a couple of years ago by myself for a concert and I found a really cute little high rise apartment in the city. And like, I felt like a little local staying there for a few days. That's, I think, why.
I think I'm I don't know if the correct term is bougie, but, or if it particular, it's one of those, it may be a combination of both, but when I went to New York, we stayed in hotels and I always pick the hotels with like that resemble New York. So with the wall molding, yeah, and like the character and stuff like
She's
that.
She's a woman that knows what she wants.
I can't
wants.
Just I the place I stay has to be aesthetically pleasing to me. I
no,
can't
same
just
here.
Stay like
No, I feel that. I'm
in
not
something
like...
that I'm not attracted to.
Relatable. In all aspects of life, relatable. No, I'm the same way. Like, I'm a sucker for a view, like that villa that I showed you in
she
Greece.
She sends me stuff all the time, and I'm just, like, frothing at the mouth.
I'm like, yeah. I can't believe I actually lived this. Yeah. But, like, I will. I like to stay, like, so, like, for my Thailand trip in a few months, like, I'm like, I want to find some cool-ass, like, bungalows in the jungle and, like, in the rice fields. And, like, I want to, like... I will pay for a cool, like for a view or something unique.
Yes.
But I don't have to always do that. I like to find a balance in my trips. So yeah. I'm not staying in that the whole time. I'm still going to stay somewhere nice, but it's not going to be like, well, maybe.
I do think it depends location. Like yeah. There are some people who are like, I don't care where we stay. Like as long as it's clean. Da, da, da. And then some people are like, no, I care. Like I care.
Yeah.
I think I'm in the middle.
I'm in the middle. I just want to be comfortable and have like a hot shower at the end of the day and a comfortable bed to get some sleep in. Because when I'm traveling, I need to get good rest.
Yeah. And I don't plan to be there.
Very much.
Very much.
So but when I am, want I want it to nice be comfortable
to look at.
Well, I'm right there with you.
What is your like ideal vacation? What's your dream vacation?
Oh my God. It's one that never ends. One that I can literally just like a month here, a month here, a month here, 2 months here, like yeah. Where I can just travel.
That's
but
such
like
a, good answer.
A realistic one, a realistic answer.
Do a realistic and then a
the non-realistic is that I can just travel from place to place and like
oh like
obviously
live
like
travel.
Yeah, like live travel. Obviously, like I go back and forth though. I'm sure I would want a home base because like you get you know you want yeah. Like a home at some point, right? But I think that's kind of my mentality of like doing like longer stays, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, like to just really like immerse myself in places. My like dream vacation right now that I have not taken, there's two of them. The one that's to Thailand and Bali, which I am taking this year for New Year's. My second one would be to experience Europe more. Mm-hmm. So like, I want to fly into Germany. I want to do Prague. I want to go back to Amsterdam. I want to do like all of that. I just want to hop around Europe for a little while.
I feel like Amsterdam is like your middle name. Like I feel like you would thrive.
I would absolutely thrive. I've been there once. I was there for a little over 24 hours and like you, uh-huh. You yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I left a little piece of my soul there. And so I would like to go back there. I started talking to Scott probably like a year or two ago and I was like, I really want to like go live in Europe at some point. Well, he's like, well, just go to Amsterdam. Like I could see, he said the same thing. I could see you like thriving there.
You definitely give Amsterdam.
Like, thanks. I love that. I could see myself living there. So I started looking at like condos and townhomes just as like, because my goal is to build out an investment portfolio the next, you know, 7 years. Mm-hmm. My goal is to have 10 houses around that time, 10 houses or a certain amount of income by the time I'm 40. And one of those properties, I'd like to have like a bed and breakfast here in like Oregon, Pacific Northwest, somewhere that is like a business, but also has a place that if I'd like to go stay, then I have that space. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is somewhere in Europe to have a place.
Yeah,
I haven't traveled enough in Europe to figure out where, which is a lot of the reason I travel so much is because like, where do I want to be in the long run? And right. I'm not going to know unless I visit these places. So I could totally see myself in Amsterdam. And I guess like one more trip came to mind, Egypt. I really want to go to Egypt.
Yeah.
That's a place that I am absolutely terrified of traveling to by mm-hmm. myself as a female. I have heard it is not safe. I need a big man to go with me on that trip. Anybody wants to go to Egypt with me?
Are you a big man?
Are you a big man that wants to travel? I promise I'm a good time. but no, I just, that's one place I would love to travel that I have just to see like the pyramids and like all of that. Like
the
I am
of it.
Blown away yeah. by the history there. Yeah. And that's like somewhere I'd really like to go. Mm-hmm. And that, I don't know that, I don't want to say it's not obtainable. It's obtainable. It's just lots of planning and it's going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your dream trip?
I don't think I have one. While you were talking, I was listening, but I was also trying to think of like, damn, I know she's going to ask me and I don't know.
Get ready, girl.
The first thing that comes to mind, which is really weird, is it's not really a trip, but it's like a stay. Like I want to do, I would love to stay in a brownstone in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. like the entire brownstone.
Okay.
In like the $13 million like brownstone I have saved on Trulia. So like if I stayed like 2 months in that, I would be so happy. But then I also find myself, I have an Airbnb saved. I've had it saved for 3 years and it's some place I've always wanted. Like the Airbnb specifically mm-hmm. is very me.
Okay.
It's in Vermont.
Oh, Vermont's beautiful. I've heard. I'll go with you. You just let me know when okay. and I'll go with you.
We have to, it's obviously we have to go in the fall. I'll yeah, show you the leaves pictures are changing. When we're done.
Oh no, Vermont's gonna, like, absolutely stunning.
You're going to drool.
That's one of the most expensive like places for real estate.
Yeah, I believe it. So yeah. I found this place because I think she was like on The Bachelorette or something. She stayed there and she posted a thing and I was like, where the, I need to know where that's okay. at. So I've had it
you should send that to me.
For probably 4 years.
You need to send that to me.
And then probably like, obviously Europe, like the wine country, Spain is one of them. I would love to go to Spain. But then also like countryside.
Like country of Spain or France?
The English countryside.
Oh, the English countryside. Okay.
But also
oh,
yeah. like Montana, like that countryside too. Yeah. So there's like, I wouldn't say I have one dream vacation. They're all just like little like me. Small.
Desires to go multiple places.
Yeah. But there's not one place where actually there is. It's the Burford, England.
I was going to say, that's about. What you told me about.
Yeah. That. My last name is Burford, and there's a place in England, Burford, England. It's in the English countryside.
We're going to go
in. So it has cobblestone streets. Ugh, I know. I love that.
I know. I love that. I love when there's like old streets where I'm at. So I'm like walking thinking like, oh my God, there's thousands of years of history on these streets.
Like people would probably say, that's where my people are from. That's literally where my people are from.
It's her name.
I'm not fucking with that.
You can't argue that.
Yeah. So.
Well, I love that. So that's where
they have like little bed and breakfast, like little inns, a garden center. Like it's very
places
me.
Like that. Yeah, yeah, that's very you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are very me, and they're all different.
She's like, but I will be going there at some point.
Yeah, that is. I will say if that's like a dream, that's not like a dream vacation, but that is a like.
It's a happening. I will. It's going to be happening there
before.
That's fair.
I die. Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, it's like all those other little places.
That you, what?
Like New York, like the things like that. Like on a ranch or something. I think that'd be fun.
Just a country
girl. The Vermont place. But I'm like both. I'm very equally both.
I'm the same way. I feel
I'm very equally like as much obsessed with brownstones and New and like that style life as I am with country.
Country. I feel that.
I'm very much both.
No, I feel that. I'm kind of the same.
I'm not a big water person.
Throw me in the water. Leave me in the water. But I have to be able to see what's underneath me in the water.
Facts.
That's my biggest thing. Don't throw me in the water that I can't see what's underneath me because you're going to watch me go through a whole panic attack.
No, I low-key,
no, don't do
when
that.
We went to the lake, I actually had a panic attack when I put my goggles on.
I don't know why you did that to yourself. This girl's like, let me put goggles on and see what I can see. We're in murky water, y'all.
I bought the big goggles.
And it's deep. It's like 50 feet deep.
I bought the big goggles and I put them on. We were all in the water. And I was like, I had to prep myself. Because I was like, bitch, if you see something
coming at your face,
what are you going to do? The first time before that, I don't know if Ryan was fucking with me, but we were on the thing and something hit me. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
I remember when that happened.
And he was laying where his feet would have like touched like
underneath
me. And I was like, dog, was that you?
Was that you?
Tell me right now.
Because I'm about to get the hell out of this
water.
And he
was like, no, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And I was like, okay.
You never know.
So then I drank a little bit more. And then I went back in the water.
That solves it for me too. If I'm a little tipsy, I don't really give a shit what's below me.
I put the goggles on and I was like, okay, bitch, 1, 2, 3. Boom. I put my head in and I saw a fucking fish.
I remember you came up. I saw a fish.
I cannot believe I saw a fish. It was like right in my
face.
Was
it big?
Too. No, it was probably like this big.
Okay.
But all I could think about was like an eel coming.
Well, I kept telling her it's also my fault because we're like hanging off of like one of those lily pads that you like float off of in the water. You can either lay on it or just like hang off the side. And we were like hanging our feet and I was like, the monsters are going to come and get us. which doesn't help. I don't know why I do that to myself and everybody else.
All but. I thought was like an eel. I was going to put my face in the water and then, because you can't see maybe like.
No, like maybe a, maybe
not
a foot.
Even a foot.
Maybe, maybe. If that on a good day.
I don't know why I think an eel, but like an eel coming right at my face.
I don't know either,
but we I had a slight, I was excited to see the fish, but it was mixed with a panic attack that I saw a fish.
I feel that. It's relatable.
Yeah. So yeah. See, I'm not a water. I'll go vacation on the water, but living, I will not live by water.
That's fair.
I'll live either in the mountains or country.
I love the mountains. I'm more of a mountain girl for sure. Throw me in the mountains, even though they're a little scary.
No, I love too. Mountains.
I love them.
Yeah.
If you gave me beach or mountains, I'm picking mountains.
100%.
Yeah.
Every single
all day long.
No question.
Ocean's scary.
Literally, the ocean is so scary.
So scary.
Why don't more people realize that?
I think that's why I was so happy in Greece, because like I could jump in the water and see hundreds of feet around me, like all the way down to the bottom, all the way around. Like I could see if something was coming from a distance.
Yeah.
And there was nothing. So I think that's why I thought I was so excited. So I was like, yes, I can swim in this water. It's crystal clear. It's beautiful. Like, I think that's why I felt like the comfort there.
Yeah.
So.
No, the ocean is
that's the only place I can swim.
Terrifying.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
The only ocean.
Crystal clear water. That's it.
Crystal clear. I ain't going. Sorry. Call me bougie, whatever you want to call me. I don't know what to tell you.
If it ain't crystal clear, I'm not there. Speaking of this,
what?
My phone is recording, but I wish I could show you this video. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But it brought so many tears to my eyes laughing. So it's like this comedian. I'll have to find like her thing or whatever. And she's doing these skits on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And it's her and like her group of friends, I guess. There's maybe like six of them. So she is a comedian. So she says something, and if you laugh out loud, you're out.
Okay.
She says like this phrase, like this catchphrase, and these people are like holding their laugh in, like mm-hmm. just
like dying,
suffocating, holding their laugh in. And she was talking about running, and that's what made me say, she's like, if it involves running, I'm not there.
Also relatable. Oh, that's funny. That's true though.
I will show you this after.
Show it to me.
It is fucking hilarious. I think it has like 3.3 million views.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have to show it to me.
Yeah.
Any other travel questions?
I don't think so.
I don't really have much else to say on it. Just, I love solo travel. I love traveling.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it for the both of us.
Yeah, because travel just is not like on.
For me, it's like every penny I make, I'm like, buy a house or go on a trip. One of those two things it's going towards. Some girls like purses. I like to take flights. You know?
I do love a handbag.
I love a nice handbag too. But not as much as the memories I make on a trip.
Okay, are you a designer handbag lady?
Not really, no.
Are you a designer person?
I have a couple, but not really. I can't justify the money that's spent on it.
I'm not a designer person either, but I will sell some nasty feet pics for a YSL bag.
You heard her. Subscribe to her new channel. I'm just kidding. I feel
a
that.
YSL bag.
I'm here for that.
No, I've also realized that I'm a heel girl.
I'm a shoe girl. That's what I like. Forget the handbags. I want to buy all the shoes.
There's a pair of YSL heels that my favorite influencer has,
mm-hmm.
and she just fucking slays it every
single
time.
You're going to have to show
me. Her name's Olivia. She lives in New York, of course.
Casey went.
She's living like my like dream life.
Oh my gosh. We're going to get
there. Like half of me dream life.
Yeah.
Because the other half is, that's not my dream life.
Just part of it.
She's living my New York dream life.
Okay, that's fair. Because New York life is very different than life anywhere else.
She's living my New York dream life. Her name's Olivia. And she's the cutest thing ever.
Okay, you're going to have to show me her. Yeah.
But she has these YSL heels. They're pointed toe. They're delicious.
Yeah, the designer stuff. I have some designer stuff. Some of it's been gifted to me. Some of it I purchased for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a whole lot, though, because I just cannot justify.
I don't have anything designer, and I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, that you should be, because for a long time I didn't either, and I was like, I don't have anything designer. Mm-hmm. And now, like, when I turned 30, my mom was like, I'm buying you a designer purse, because like you're in real estate, and
yeah,
it comes with the game and the territory that like every now and then you need to pop out with some designer shit, and she knows I won't spend money on it. Yeah. So but yeah, I just can't. I'd rather book a trip. Like $5,000 for a purse? Do you know how awesome of a trip I can go on for $5,000?
Do you know the sofa that I could buy with $5,000?
Do you know, like, the house down payment that I could have? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I think about stuff like that. So, no, I don't. But,
yeah.
Stay tuned. I'll be traveling more.
I do love a good – I also hate branding.
Yeah.
I hate branding all over a bag. So, I ever bought a designer,
it would be subtle.
Bag, you would never know. Like, yeah, unless you knew,
Yeah.
Like, you would never know.
Well, pro tip, if you are going to buy a designer, buy it when you're in Europe, because it's discounted. Yeah. Like, way discounted. I got a work bag, a Louis Vuitton work bag from there. And, like, over there, it was, like, a good $1,500 less than it was here.
Yeah.
So, buy a designer if you're going to buy it in, like, Italy, France, like, over in Europe, because you get a discount. It's like a tax discount.
Is travel, like... What is your, like, first – you already said it. The first thing you think of when you make money is travel.
Yeah.
What's your second?
Probably how can I, like, set myself – how can I put this money to work to set up a better future for myself?
That's so mature of you.
Oh, thanks. It's taking some time to get there.
That's, like, 10 on my list.
Yeah. I'm just on a mission right now. Like, I'm 32 and I'm telling y'all, mark my words, by 40, like, I absolutely love, love, love what I do. Love it. I cannot imagine not doing it. However, I have full intentions on, like, traveling when I'm older and, like, seeing the world and being able to go live in Italy for 4 months if I want to, or what, Switzerland, or wherever it is I choose to live when I'm old. When I'm old, I don't want it, like, from the time that I'm, like, 40 to like 65, mm-hmm. That's when I'm really gonna live. Like, I'm living now, but that's when I'm, like, really gonna live and experiencing. Yeah. And the only way I'm gonna get there is if I buckle down now. Like, I got 8 years. I gotta do it. It sucks. I was thinking about it this past weekend. Like, I got a call today. Mm-hmm. I had a call today that flipped my stomach inside out from some business stuff. It was just like, it was a missed opportunity, but it also came with a really nice opportunity. So I couldn't, like, be upset with it, but, like, I started to just, like, get in my head, and I was like, I'm so glad I didn't go out this weekend, and I'm so glad, like, yeah. I just started to, like, okay, what is this next, like, 6 months gonna look like for me, because I'm on a mission, and, like, if I don't think that way, like, yes, the travel is a part of it, but if I don't think, like, bigger picture right now, I'm gonna be doing this way longer than until I'm 40.
This is why we're opposite. Because I don't think bigger picture. I think if I die tomorrow, I'm going to be pissed that I didn't buy those wine glasses
so in the store. Agreed. No, I actually live that way too, which is interesting, because there's a lot of times I can't take
none of this money with me.
Well, when I die. And that also is my mentality.
If I die tomorrow and I had like $4,000 and ready to spend I'm going to be pissed that I didn't get to spend it.
I feel that. I feel that. And I think that like, when I'm saying the things I'm saying, like, yes, I'm thinking bigger picture.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, fuck it, I'm gonna book this flight. Or you know what? Like, today, did I need to go buy a whole new set of stuff to start, like, meal prepping at my house?
No,
like,
I love that.
I mean, it's good stuff, right? It's good things. But did I need to go spend the money on that? I didn't need it. But I was like, but I want it. And, like, this is gonna bring happiness to my life on a daily basis, right? I'm also, like, from an experience perspective, especially when I'm traveling, if I'm like, oh, this is like a little bit more money that I want to spend on an experience, but I'm like, fuck it. Like, what a cool experience. Like, I will do it. Even if it's like, should I be spending that much money? Maybe, yeah. Maybe not. But it's something that, like, again, if I die tomorrow, I'm going to regret that I didn't do that. So I have an interesting, like,
mine's the same. I think that. It's just different stuff. It's everybody it's has items. Their items that they... I guess one. Mine is dishware and, like, vases, any home decor, but really, like, dishware.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm going to show you this.
I can't help myself. This piece when it comes of dishware. To glasses.
Okay.
I can't. She can't. Have you seen my cabinet?
I've seen part of it. I'm afraid to open the other ones. It's probably, I don't think Erin eats off plates. I think she just has a bunch of wine glasses.
I do have a problem, but in my mind, I'm going to be hosting.
You are, no, not in your mind. You are going to be hosting.
Yeah.
No, for the holidays, y'all. Ooh, just wait.
Did I tell you what we had planned?
No, what do we have planned?
Me and Vanessa, we're throwing a flower arrangement dinner.
When?
It's the first day of fall. So we're doing a fall flower arrangement.
I love her and Vanessa so much.
And then fall is September. So then October, we're doing a cocktail event. Everyone's going to be able to make their own cocktails. And we're going to
have fun. Dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. Can November we do like a family potluck style, yes, like Thanksgiving?
Each month
I can host that one.
Yeah. Each month is going to be something different.
Okay. Fun. I love that.
So like everybody's going to be able to make their own like floral arrangement.
Which you're getting very good at, might I say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do one every week.
You are doing one every week, and you're doing a fantastic job. And I died laughing at your story earlier where the guy was like, are these flowers? What did he say? Are these flowers for?
He goes, is this for a baby shower?
A bunch of flowers. And what'd you say?
I said, no, sir, this is just for me.
Just me. Big dog. Just me.
It's just the weekly.
Just me. I do the same thing. I get fresh flowers in my house every single week. Every week. Every Sunday, I'm getting a fresh bouquet of flowers. So. You can imagine how loved I felt on my birthday when I had literally 10 bouquets of flowers. I was just sitting in my living room one evening just like, oh, I feel like a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like, now I get it. Like, fill my house with flowers, please.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I feel you on that. Oh, I'm so excited, though.
I know. Fun I'm events. So excited. I'm going to probably – I'm doing invitations and everything. Yeah. I'm going balls to the wall.
Stay tuned.
I have to get a new dining table first.
It's going to happen. But baby steps.
Yeah. All right. Okay. What is your question of the day?
Let's hop into our question of the day.
What's today?
Oh my God. I don't even know when my phone's over there.
14.
It is, right?
Yeah, because 13 was our
your grand opening.
Whom did you talk to the most today? That would be you.
Yeah, that would be you also, because I locked myself in my house all day. So
that would be you. So
that was an easy, easy question to answer. Oh my God, I love that. That was good. Yeah, I didn't talk to really anyone.
If it wasn't for you, it would have been the guy at Trader Joe's.
I love that. Mine would probably be you and then my dogs.
I love that.
Yay. I talked to them a lot today.
Yay.
I told Apollo and Gizmo they were cute probably about 10,000 times today.
I love that.
They were being cute. Anyways, okay, well, this concludes our third episode.
Yeah, episode number 3. As you can see, we have a new setup. So I'm slowly we are in my apartment. So I'm transitioning this into a dining area. And this is temporary. This is my desk.
Oh.
So this is supposed to be my bedroom, but I'm using it as a temporary dining room.
I like it. We're figuring it out still. Any feedback, we appreciate. We're still figuring it out, but we're doing the damn thing.
But we're going to keep going.
Yeah, we're not stopped.
Yeah.
We're stopping.
I'm just saying a lot of people quit. We're not quitters.
We're not quitters.
Yeah.
There's one thing about us. We ain't quitters.
If you're not, what is the quote? I'm kind of drunk right now, though. You have to be able to be embarrassed when you first start things. There's a quote, but that's
like
terrible.
Like, if you're not.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyways, we appreciate y'all.
I will put the quote on the screen.
We appreciate y'all tuning in.
Yes.
Again, any feedback is appreciated. Any topics that y'all want us to talk about, we would love suggestions. If you feel like you would be a good addition to come be a guest on our podcast, mm-hmm. reach out to us. Mm-hmm. That's really all I got for today. You got anything else?
No, this wine's good. It's very strong.
This wine's good. Aaron's going to be out.
I don't know if it's because I really haven't really eaten in the past like 3 days. Like I have.
Aaron Lane.
But not normally. Not as much as I normally do. So it's like hitting a lot quicker. But I love wine drunk. Wine drunk is my favorite drunk. I sounded like an alcoholic, but I'm not.
You're not. You're not an alcoholic, no. Okay, well, cheers. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
Yay.
Perfect. Oh, I went to do this.
Did you hear
that? I didn't even. drink that I went to do this to drink out of the microphone. That was the cheers out of the.
Are you drunk?
No, not even. I don't know what's going on.